Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Welcome, thank you for joining us. The message this week is for the week of January 3rd, so Happy New Year to you. And the call to worship is taken from Psalm 145, verse 10 and 13 from the New Living Translation. All of your works will praise you, Lord. And your faithful followers will praise you. For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does. Amen. During the Advent season, we were reminded that God keeps his promises. As we begin a new year, I would like us to reflect on our response to this truth. What is your response to our promise-keeping God? How about when the answers don't come as quickly as you would like? At those times, we can struggle to maintain a hopeful attitude. The pastor, Dr. Alexander White of Edinburgh, was famous for his pulpit prayers because he could always find something to thank God for. Now, on one stormy morning, it's said that a member of his congregation thought to himself, on a day like today, the preacher will have nothing to thank God for. But White began his prayer that morning, "We thank thee, O God, that it is not always like this. Amen." Dr. David Soper, in his book, God is Inescapable, suggests that basically the difference between a prison and a monastery is only the difference between griping and gratitude. He says, imprisoned criminals spend every waking moment griping, and self-imprisoned saints spend every waking moment offering thanks. Dr. Soper says that when a criminal becomes a saint, even a prison may become a monastery. And when a saint gives up gratitude, then even a monastery may become a prison. These are words to consider and to reflect on. An attitude of thanksgiving is vital. Yet we're not talking about a gratitude that's solely based on how we feel at that moment, but a gratitude which grows out of an appreciation of what our Lord God has done. This is what we hear in Mary's song of praise to God. We are going to begin with her encounter with God's messenger earlier to give us some context. Luke chapter 1, verses 34 to 55. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name, His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their innermost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Elizabeth and Mary were each carrying a child, which was a miraculous fulfillment of God's promises. And they understood what it was to have a grateful attitude towards the Lord their God. We see this attitude of joy as we read of Mary's visit to see Elizabeth. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and blesses Mary and the baby she's carrying. She also blesses Mary for her obedience expressed in her belief of God's promise to her. Mary believed God would do in her what he promised, and this is why she experienced God's blessing. Mary responds to Elizabeth's words by expressing praise from her innermost being. She says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in my God, my Savior." She goes on to praise the Lord for his great power, might, and mercy. It is enlightening to see how easily the word of God flows from Mary's lips. She knew the word of God. Pastor Warren Worsby notes that Mary knew the scriptures, for there are at least 15 Old Testament quotations or allusions in her song. If you look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, 1 to 10, you'll see a similar song. And Mary must have known it well. She praises God and 8 times tells us what God has done. Mary ends her song with the same theme that we looked at during the Advent season, that is, God keeps his promises. She ends it in verses 54 and 55, and she says, "He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary's response to the good news that God keeps his promises was to rejoice with her whole heart. As the psalmist says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, praise his holy name, all that is within me." Psalm 103, verse 1. The question I would like each of us to ask ourselves is, how do I respond to the good news that God does what he says? As we reflect on Mary's song, especially the opening lines, it seems to me that they can be our song too. Mary begins and she says, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." My soul praises God because he's thought of me. He's remembered me. He knows how I'm made up. Remember, Mary hasn't given birth to Jesus at this point, yet she is already anticipating God will fulfill through her what he has promised to his people. As you begin this new year, have you taken that step of faith to believe that God can accomplish in you what he has promised? To forgive your sins and remove your hard heart of sin? To make you whiter than snow? To guide you by the Holy Spirit and give you his words to say when you need to speak up for him? Are you living like it's true? Are you singing Mary's song and praising God for what he's done in you in salvation? Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. As you do that, may you join with Mary and say, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Are you rejoicing for what the Lord God is doing in you as a Christian? Sanctification, that is the cleansing and the pruning that comes as we give up our old habits and attitudes and put on new attitudes and actions of Christ Jesus, becoming like him in our mindset and our actions as through his Spirit he works within us. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Why has God made this promise to draw humanity back to himself after we rejected him and all the good he's done? Why? Because he desires a relationship with all of us and with you. He is pursuing you. He is in love with you, and he longs for a relationship with you. Wow. May you be able to say, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. As you begin this year, reflect on what it means that God the Father loves you so much that he sent his only Son Jesus to die for your sins in your place. And by accepting Jesus as your sin forgiver and life leader, you have received the Holy Spirit of the living God. It is awesome and incredible that he loves you, loves us so much. Rejoice with Mary and all the saints. Say together, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to close our service with a benediction from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Let us hold firmly to the hope that we have confessed, because we can trust God to do what he promised. Amen. Allow the Lord to guide you this year and walk in his strength. Lord bless you.